Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Penix had a big game yesterday. Magic Johnson was at the game. If you don't know, he's part owner of the Commanders. One of the guys that was there at the stadium yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about the game with you on Falcons Monday. And there were lots of things to be impressed about. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we'll let you hear more of the response of what guys had to say, including Michael Penix. Mike was just telling me, you know, today Rod does this Zoom call with the media as this is their bye week. And so there'll be, you know, many guys just your time to get away, man, and do something for a few days and get your mind away from it, because it's going to be a grind when we come back. It's going to be, you know, 17 or 14 straight weeks or whatever, Mike, of football. But you were saying that Rod was talking to Zach, and Zach was saying he should have done this earlier, huh?
Yeah, man. Mark Grimondi had that, and I think he said it to Bijan, that he said he's, quote, pissed that he didn't get down there sooner and start the season on the sideline. So, again, to D-Led's point, maybe y'all should have had some preseason games to work this stuff out. Maybe kick it on the sideline. See how you like it. Then maybe go back in the booth and find you get a better handle on things. Look, I will die on that hill that the Falcons need to have starters and the coaches need to at least approach a half of football as if it's the regular season. At one point, Carl, in the preseason.
By the way, Penix, yesterday we had, what are we, 584 scrimmage yards through four games. We're talking about Bijan Robinson. That's the second most yards from scrimmage through four games in franchise history. You got to go back to William Andrews in the 80s, guys. That's 1983, where he had 590 yards through four games. So you're talking about the kind of season, Mike, where this turns heads. And now, fast forward to next week, Monday night, and Mike mentioned this, we're part of that double Monday night thing where our game will start at 7:15, by the way, for Falcon fans. We've got a week or so to worry about that. But if Bijan shows out and has that kind of game, we keep talking about getting that national recognition. That's what you need. Yesterday was great, but we know what he can do. It's one of those types of games, Mike, where the Bills are in the spotlight. Everybody thinks they're a Super Bowl caliber team.
We shut them down. And
yes,
Bijan. Look, Bijan. The way that NBC put the production elements in with Saquon talking all about Bijan, I thought that was great. That was two Sundays ago, and unfortunately, you know, yeah, I'm on Bijan now. Fantasy owners who know what Bijan is the last couple of years, unfortunately, you know, from a perspective standpoint, we lay that big egg up in Carolina, and it's like, oh, same old Falcons. But you're right. Bijan is a superstar in this league, and that will just further stamp that if he can have another monster night coming up after the bye week.
Where are you at on Pitts?
Pitts is great this year. I got nothing to complain about Pitts. I can only think of, like, maybe one route. I think we asked Arch about this, you know, after the Bucs game, where maybe he didn't give a full 100. But I think Pitts is – look, there's been now, I think, three off the top of my head plays where Pitts was open in the red zone for touchdowns, and Penix just either didn't see him or maybe the defender was blocking him. Either way, Pitts gets the red zone score. Pitts is the ultimate red zone weapon. We talked about it, 8 to 10 touchdowns. You can have, you know, I don't care if it's going to be 1,000 yards, Carl, but Pitts, and I'm hoping that Zach Robinson is coming around to this, because the tight end in his former offense with the Rams was just another piece. I don't think they've ever maximized Pitts, and we've had this debate what Pitts is, what he isn't, but I'm telling you, there are more Pitts touchdowns out there for the taking.
That play that he scored on was designed for him. That was a Pitts play, and it was set up, by the way, through the run game. He gives a nice fake. You roll out, he's wide open, boom, he scores. And I thought he kind of spiked that with some authority, didn't he? That was a little letting out some rage.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I watch because where we sit, the guys, I've got a guy who coaches youth football, we call him Coach, and he's like, Pitts is open! And so it's like every other time we're watching the game. Drake had some major catches. Drake banged up after this game. Is he okay? Because he was laying out there. Mooney's the one that's got now the hammy. So it was an upper body injury for Mooney, who's never really looked healthy all season. And Drake looked the best he's looked all year last on Sunday.
Yeah, he did. Can you, by the way, give me that Kyle Pitts big O? It was a 7-yard touchdown pass. It made it 24-13 in that moment. And by the way, that was a big answer. For the Falcons. There were a couple of times yesterday where the Commanders made a couple of drives and you were like, okay, they came back and scored, and you were like, we need to go score again. We cannot sit around and just expect to hold on to this lead, and they were able to do that. Here's the play we're talking about. Penix, short pass to Kyle Pitts.
Tight end right, London to the right, two receivers left, pistol with Robinson. First and goal off the Commanders 7. Play action, Penix loops it here to the near side, into the end zone. Goes Kyle Pitts in the Atlanta touchdown.
Yeah, and he spiked it hard. But it was good to see, man. And look, I think Dede pointed this out on our pre-show, guys, and we invite you to check that out before around 11:15 or so on various platforms. Five throws, he got thrown to five times. He caught five balls. He's not dropping balls, guys.
Right.
He did that, I think it was the first game, where he got thrown to eight times and caught seven. He's not dropping balls. When they're going to him, he is making the catch. Now, Mike, he's not picking up a lot of yak yards after the catch, but he's making the catch. And look, he's having an impact. That's all we've ever wanted with Kyle Pitts.
I mean, 5 for 70 and a touchdown. Do that all season long, you're a 1,000-yard receiver.
That's right.
You know, and then some. So I just felt that, you know, and we've had these debates. Some years, Pitts just wasn't healthy. It really took him almost a year and a half to come back from that knee. Then we can debate, was he disinterested? I just work here. We had fun with some of those sound bites. Maybe feeling like he's a forgotten man in that offense. That's human nature. But it seems like now there's a role for him. And as you said, if they're designing stuff for him, I just think Zach's got to play to the strengths. We can, as Carl said, enough with the pistol debate. They can certainly do more under center. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But if they put 300 yards up every week with Penix throwing the football, dropping dimes, getting everybody involved, Bijan doing what he does, Algier, that's a winning formula as the defense gets better, as the younger guys learn. Remember, no A.J. Terrell last week. You know, hopefully we'll get him back out of the bye for Buffalo. But I just thought Xavier Watts with a pick. Almost had a pick from Divine Diablo. We got 2 sacks. Probably could have used a few more, right, in some of those drives. But,
yeah.
But we also shut them down on third down. Right, one of eight on third downs.
Yeah,
the Commanders.
I just think like the sacks, the numbers are slowly creeping up. 10 through four games, it's the most through four games since 2017, which means again, you stay on this pace, we're going to have the most sacks we've had in 8 years. That's impressive.
Right, everything we talked about at camp. Mike Conte put the numbers up after the game yesterday. Total NFL rankings and offense were 7th, defense were 3rd. I mean, that's pretty darn impressive. Passing were 8th, rushing were 5th. I mean, defense and rushing were 14th. Passing defense were 2nd. So, I mean, and we've talked about guys saying a little concerned about our secondary with A.J. Terrell being out. We're tied for 5th in takeaways. Yeah, when's the last time the Falcons were tied for 5th in anything like that?
That's another one, Mike. I mean, you know, when we talk about ball is life, you got to get the ball back. And we've done that a couple of different times in these first four games. How do you feel? We're going to take some of your phone calls in the 5 o'clock hour. If you haven't had a chance to chime in today, 404-726-0929. And it's simple, guys. Did this make you feel a lot better, obviously, than you did last week? But where are you at? Do you believe this is what our offense is? Because it wasn't what we saw last week. We all know that. Is it this? Is Mike, can we expect 28 to 34 points a week if this offense is doing this, if things look like this? And I think that they're capable. I'm not going to say they'll do it every week, but they're capable. We just needed to see them do it.
Buffalo is its own special case of problems for a defense because there's only one Josh Allen. Josh Allen can go over you, through you, around you. You know, they don't really have the skill position guys to really scare you, but they make the plays. They move the chains, and they got James Cook. So how does Jeff Ulbrich and the defense, right now they're looking at film, how are they coming up with a mousetrap? They'll get the Patriots while we have the bye, but it'll be interesting to see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because that will be, if you beat Buffalo, all these guys that were arguing with about, oh, you beat a Minnesota team that sucks. Please, Minnesota turn around, beat the Bengals, gave the Steelers all they could handle over in Dublin. Not going to apologize for a win. So stop with that. Yeah, it's Mariota. How many of you guys are expecting Mariota and Quinn to stick it up our tuchus? And we'll be talking about that today.
Most people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.